So there's this bird called the frigate bird. It has a huge wingspan, 6 feet wide, and males have these bright red pouches on their throats. The bird spends most of its life at sea, so its habits aren't very well known. But now, researchers who've started tracking these birds say their flying abilities almost defy belief. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports on what they found.
To figure out what frigate birds are doing, biologist Omri Weimerskirch put satellite tags on them. When the data started to come in, he could hardly believe how high the birds flew.
First, we found, 1,500 meters. Wow, excellent, fantastic. And after 2,000, after 3,000, after 4,000 meters, okay.
4,000 meters is over 12,000 feet, as high as the Rocky Mountains.
There is no other bird that is flying so high relative to the sea surface.
Weimerskirch, who's with the National Science Research Center in Paris, says that kind of flying should take a huge amount of energy. But his instruments were monitoring the birds' heartbeats, and the birds weren't even winded. How did they do it? Well, they flew into a cloud.
It's the only bird that is known to intentionally enter into a cloud.
A fluffy white cumulus cloud. They form in places where warm air rises from the sea surface. The birds hitch a ride on the updraft. Frigate birds have to stay up there because they can't land on the water. Their feathers are not waterproof. They steal food from other birds in the air, or they fly over a fish feeding frenzy and scoop up small fish that leap out of the water. So in between meals, frigate birds soar and soar and soar. In one case, for 2 months, continuously aloft.
Absolutely incredible.
Curtis Deutsch is an oceanographer at the University of Washington.
They're doing it right through these cumulus clouds. You know, if you've ever been on an airplane flying through turbulence, you know that it can be a little bit nerve-wracking.
The birds were tracked flying over the Indian Ocean. One soared 40 miles without a single wing flap. Several covered 300 miles a day. They can do that because no bird has bigger wings for its body weight. Writing in the journal Science, the researchers discovered that frigate birds have capitalized on a lucky coincidence. Winds that form these updrafts also disrupt waves at the sea's surface. That allows deeper, nutrient-rich water to rise, which attracts fish. So the birds can just hop off at the bottom of this oceanic roller coaster, eat, and get back on again. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.